Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are truly on what I believe is a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Can I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is without question insightful, and I want you to know that the richness, again, is always available for your convenience. Allow me, Coach Adams, to establish the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you around today's subject in our virtual boardroom, and we will do that for about 40 minutes. And then at which time we will open it up for audience participation. We truly do love and welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we love and appreciate. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time, and we want you to know that we don't want you to be scared or shy, for this truly is a safe space. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're going to shape up in our vision. We're going to get into a position so that we are more equipped to work it now, working our vision, achieving our goals, and ultimately living out our dreams. And in today's installment, our Shape Up series, we are looking at what does it mean and what is required to level up, level up. Before we jump into today's rich and insightful topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick fax, a text, how about a tweet, a DM, an email, go old school, which is still current day, message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, what we're asking is that you take a brief moment to ask someone to share in today's show with you so that they too can receive the empowerment that we have for you. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks and support in advance for you assisting us with expanding our outreach. So thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing the news of Motivational Monday. Don't keep it all to yourself. Let someone else know the richness that you are receiving for our regular listening audience and for those that are joining in. We thank you for sharing with us, and we trust that you will get some meat that you can add to your journey. I want to encourage you to get your pens and notepads, your iPads, your tablets. If you're sitting at your desktop or your laptop, you're in the right position so that you can capture the notes around today's installment. Those of you that listen in regularly, you know that Coach Adams has been affectionately coined as the acronym queen. I love acronyms because it gives a way and a point of reference around a particular word so that if you leave and walk away with nothing other than that one word, there's thought-provoking thoughts around a subject. So today's subject is leveling up, level up. And we're looking at what is specifically required for us or for one to, quote unquote, level up. When we understand that to level up is this progress moving us to the next level, it is this increasing. And many of us, if we have closed out 2017 and now we are in 2018, we're looking at, okay, how can I get greater results? How can I move to the next level? I'm happy to leave 2017 behind me. I'm not happy with what unfolded in that year. I'm grateful for a clean slate, this fresh new canvas. And so I wanted to make sure that as we start this year, because we're also preparing for our next 4 hours of Power Wind Shop at the end of this month, January the 27th, and it's all about shaping up, what does this all look like and how does this all connect? And so level up. I have, of course, an acronym for you, but I really want us to understand in the fullness, what does this mean to level up? Because in order for me to move to and progress to this next level, I must have a clear picture image around what do I need to do and what does that look like. And instead of just giving you, quote unquote, steps that you need to take, I wanted you to make a different connection around this term level up, so that you can really see and recognize, okay, for me to move to the next level, what is required for me to level up? And so this acronym of level up is giving you the steps so that you can determine what's required for you to level up. Because this is what's so awesome. Each and every one of us, we are at a different level. Each and every one of us, we're at a different place. Each and every one of us desires something different. What I want is totally and completely different than what you may want. The season of life of where I am may be completely different than where you find yourself today. And that's what's so awesome about what we're talking about, is it's giving us a point of view to recognize what's required for me to progress to that next level, whatever that looks like, for me to get greater results, for me to increase from where I am moving to this next level. And so with that, level up. The L is that we must leave our comfort zone. Now, you may be thinking, oh, my gosh, Coach Adams, really? I've heard you say that before. And that is very true. You may have heard me say and talk about the significance of leaving one's comfort zone. And why does it come up again? Is because any success teacher, any principles around success deal with this fact, this mere fact, and principles are universal, that in order for us to get different results, we have to do something differently, which means I have to do something that is opposite of what I'm doing in this season, because what I'm doing now, I've gotten comfortable with that. I'm familiar with that. It may mean leaving another relationship. Anything that has to do with change is about leaving our comfort zone. Many of us stay in bad relationships because it's familiar, it has grown comfortable. Despite the dysfunction that may be coexisting in the relationship, it's comfortable, it's familiar. I don't want to go on the other side because I don't know what to expect on the other side. And that brings about uncertainty. It brings about fears and all of these various things. So oftentimes we will stay in these zones and these places that are familiar instead of making the conscious decision to leave our comfort zone. So that's why when we're looking at leveling up, when we're looking at what's required, this is a requirement that we can't get away from. See, many of us say we want different results in life in general. We're just tolerating, we're accepting, we're existing. We can murmur and complain all day about, I don't like where my life is. I don't like that I'm not reaching my goals. I don't like that I'm not living out my dreams. Whatever your story may be, and every one of us, we have a story. But in order for us to progress to another level, which is what we're talking about, individually, collectively, personally, professionally, it's going to require that you leave your comfort zone. You know, I can speak about my own life, and as you know, Coach Adams loves to be transparent and weave in my own story, the wisdom that I have gleaned on my story with anything that I'm sharing with you that I've grown to learn to be true. And, you know, I think about, for example, anytime there has been a shifting in my life that has required me to leave my comfort zone, that shifting, in essence, was a wonderful, beautiful thing. Okay, granted, can I be real? I may not have seen it in that moment. Sometimes I have, but in other cases, I didn't see it in that moment. And had I resisted the change and I did not allow myself to embrace moving into a realm that wasn't comfortable, I would miss some of the seasons and some of the benefits that I've experienced to date in my life. So whenever there is a shifting that's stretching you out of your comfort zone and requiring you to make a shift, this is taking you to another level. This is allowing you to level up, understanding that this leveling up is the progression to the next level so that we can get more. You want greater results. If you want more, if you want greater in this new year, you're going to have to leave what's familiar behind. You're going to have to leave your comfort zone. And I know that's scary because it costs you something. It costs me something. Every time I leave my comfort zone, it costs me something. But what I can say to be true is on the other side, in the costing me something, it has allowed me to experience the next level. It has allowed me to experience greater. I want you to really process and see that. And so for each of you, what I desire for you, and I've said this until I'm blue in the face, and I will continue to say it until I am blue in the face. I do not want you to just simply exist. Your life was not designed for you, for me, for any of us to simply exist. You know, it's so interesting. I was with my mentors on Sunday, husband and wife couple, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. You've heard me reference them. Those of you that listen in regularly, I serve their ministry as their global master trainer. My mentors are 71 and 74 or 75. They are in their 70s, bottom line. And yesterday they were sharing and they joked and they said this, and all of us as a team, we said, oh, that is so true, though, that we got to put on our roller skates to hang with them. The reality that they are in their 70s, you look at them, you don't even see that. And yet there are those that are in their more mature years of life, they wear every bit of that. And so this vibrancy of life, life is meant to be vibrant. It's meant to be enjoyed. It's not meant that we would just exist. And that's why I was sharing that in connection with what we're talking about. Because if you feel like you're in that place and you're just existing, you need to stretch and go into a different zone. You need to try something differently. You need to do something different than what you're doing, because what you're doing is familiar and it's keeping you there because it's comfortable. But leveling up, I must leave my comfort zone. That's our L. The E is of that evil tongue tied. Level up, leave our comfort zone. The E, elevate your thinking. I was getting two of my E's mixed up there. That's why I was getting tongue-tied. But our first E in our acronym for level up is we're looking at what's required for me to level up, understanding that leveling up is this progression to another level, to greater, to an increase. And in order for me to do that, I must leave my comfort zone. I must elevate my thinking. Many of us, the reason why we stay in our comfort zone is because our thinking has us comfortable there. And so in order for me to level up and move to another level, I must elevate, increase my thinking to understand and know that there is greater, regardless of my age, regardless of where I am, regardless of the limitations, that there is more. So I have to elevate my thinking. And it is that thinking, as you've heard Coach Adams speak about before, that will keep us in the zone of limitations. And in order for me to move to another level, I not only have to be willing to leave my comfort zone, those things that are familiar and have become comfortable, but I must also elevate my thinking. You know, I'm doing some consulting in this season, and it's so funny because I'm being stretched, and I love it to do things that I have not grown comfortable in doing, so every time I do it in certain cases, it is a stretch. But I'm okay with that because I'm committed to getting the results and want to get the results, so therefore, I embrace it, and I'm elevating my thinking to say that there is always a greater way of seeing things, a greater solution that I can't always think if I'm getting those results that are not pleasing to me, that this is the only way in which to do things. So we have to expand our thinking. We have to elevate our thinking beyond the scope and the level of where we may be residing today. We have to increase that to a whole nother level because this leveling up requires more of me. You know, so often, and it's so interesting, I was listening to a message by the late great general in the faith, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about, and many of us will hear this passage spoken, Jeremiah 29:11, that I have a plan for your life, that there is a plan for your life. I know the plan. And there is, in essence, a plan, but what I love, keeping it simple and practical, what he was saying, Dr. Miles Monroe, is that he was saying that, yes, absolutely, there is a plan for your life. However, this plan for your life requires that you plan it out. So, yes, the big picture, there is a plan for your life. No question about it. But in order for you to manifest and fulfill this higher level of plan for your life, you must operate on this lower level and plan and move and execute that plan. And so when we're talking about leveling up, the L, again, you have to leave your comfort zone. And many of us will not level up and get the results that we desire because we're not willing to leave what's comfortable and what's familiar. The bad relationships, the bad business partnerships, the bad job that you're so unhappy about. You go there every day and you're miserable. And that's the story of many of us. I think I recall the percentage of people that are unhappy, and I may misquote this. I don't have it right in front of me, but I'll make sure that I get the accurate numbers to post it on our Motivational Mondays forum. But if I recall, it was something like 68% of people are unhappy in the workplace. You know, it's so interesting because I called an establishment today and I'm hearing while I'm on hold, and I don't want to mention the name, but I'm hearing their philosophy, and the philosophy, it sounded amazing and awesome. And then I had the Debbie Downer, the Downer Dave, pick up the phone live. And I'm thinking, he needs to put himself on hold and hear the philosophy of his own company. It was clear and evident that he was miserable, that that was just simply a paycheck for him, and he was letting everybody know it. And so I'm thinking to myself, you're miserable, you don't want to be there, then why are you there? But that is the story for many of us. We're afraid to leave our comfort zone. As we're talking about leveling up, understanding that this leveling up is this process to move to the next level, to get greater, to get an increase, that I must, L, acronym, leave my comfort zone. The E is I must elevate my thinking. So often, many of us are in those dead-end jobs, dead-end relationships, and whatever, because we think this is it. But when we are able to elevate our thinking and expand our thinking, the horizons are expanded. Now we don't see things from those rose-colored glasses right before us. We can now see a broader picture. But that starts with elevating our thinking. And many of us have thinking that is hindering us and it's keeping us bound, and we don't understand that I am due more. It's not a sense of entitlement, but when you know and understand and recognize who you are, you know, I remember this quote, something to the effect of, don't discount your value. And many of us are discounting our value. And so when I'm saying elevate your thinking, I'm saying know your value, know your worth. And if your life is not lining up with where you are, where you would desire to be, understand that you have to do something. As I stated, Miles Monroe, you have to do something. Yes, there is a plan for your life, but in order for that to convert, in order for that to manifest, in order for that to become a reality and for you to live out your dreams, you have to, one, have a vision. And this elevating our thinking moves us beyond what we may be able to see today, and it increases our capacity. What is the vision for your life? What do you see? You know, I'm just amazed that there are certain things that I could see it, but I didn't know how I was going to get there. And 2017 began to allow some of those things to unfold for me. You know, like I had this desire to be an author, and now I am pleased to report that I'm a co-author of a book that is in the marketplace now. If you're interested in getting more information regarding the change, it's a powerful empowerment book. It's a compilation of 20 different coaches that have a chapter on empowerment. And your very own Motivational Mondays, Coach Adams, is a part of this project, one of 20 coaches. The change, I'm in the 14th installment. Why do I say that? I so desired to be an author and all of that, didn't know how can this happen, and needed to continue to elevate my own thinking beyond where I was. And now I can say, wow, I officially have that title. It's no longer a desire. And, of course, there's other projects in me want to take it to another level in that it would be my own project. But at least now I can say without regret, wow, I allowed myself to leave my comfort zone. I elevated my thinking to recognize that all things are possible. There are no limits. The only limits that we have are the limits that we place on ourselves. And so I have to elevate my thinking constantly if I want to level up and progress to the next level. L, leave your comfort zone. E, elevate your thinking. V, value change. Many of us see change from a negative point of view. We're afraid of change. We resist change. But as I shared earlier, oftentimes in my life, on my journey, when change was approaching, I've learned to no longer resist change, but rather to value and embrace change. Because I know that I have found that every time there was a shifting, it moved me to another level. It leveled me up. It elevated me to another level in my purpose. And everything always comes back to our purpose and the plan for your life and why you were created. It's just a matter of us figuring out and understanding and discovering what does this season mean, even when we feel like we're facing adverse situations, really taking the time to determine and to figure out and evaluate, okay, what does this season in my life mean? I am a firm believer that without question, all things, negative, positive, favorable, indifferent, all things that we experience, that there is a greater purpose, a greater lesson for us to learn. It's not just so that we would be going through these difficult situations, these wilderness experiences, whatever it is, a bad relationship, a negative experience on the job. I remember one bad experience when I was in property management on a job for 10 intense months. And many people said, the writing is on the wall. You need to quit. You need to get out of there. I didn't feel the release for that. But what I did learn is that that season was teaching me who and how strong is my anchor, my core. And will I continue to rely on the peace of my core, my anchor, or will I allow the circumstances to get the best of me, or will I shift the circumstances? Will I allow the situation to change me, or will I be an influencer and change the situation? So in whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstances are, and this is what I want us to understand, that there are lessons to be learned. There are things that we can grow in the wisdom of understanding. So everything that we go through, if we step back from it, we can learn some lessons that are important to be learned. We can gain greater wisdom and insight that we would not have gotten had we not gone through those situations. And so I want you to know that I have grown to realize that if I am experiencing change, the key is in my experiencing this change that if I learn to make a shift and value the change, recognizing that this change, there's something working in and through this season of change. So don't let the change get the best of you, but rather you take the wisdom from that. You learn what you can from that. Don't let it defeat you. Pull on greater power and insight to move to the next level as you progress through those difficulties and those life situations. So as we are leveling up, level up, leave your comfort zone, elevate your thinking, value those circumstances and the situations of change. Ultimately, we have to execute on whatever it is. I can't just sit and say, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. My life is just, you know, whatever. And I'm not minimizing your circumstances. Please don't misunderstand Coach Adams, because the story being told, I have dealt with my fair share of issues. Believe you me. So I know that there are often times when life will give us and present us with circumstances that we cannot predict, but we have to deal with them, and we are faced with them. So I'm not minimizing them. I've dealt with some difficulties. Believe me when I say that. But what I'm saying is we cannot live life in the mode of a victim. We cannot live life and just say, life is sending me all of this. You have to make a decision with whatever the circumstances are. When life presents you with lemons that are tart and not sweet, what will you convert that to? What will you use that to make something else, to make something special with it? And so you must execute. When you get lemons, you have to make something with it. If you don't, those lemons are going to rot. They're going to become rancid and more tart and yucky nasty. So when you get lemons, how will you execute to birth out something beautiful? One person may get lemons and they make a lemon pound cake. They make lemon martinis. I don't know, whatever, lemonade, lemon whatever, lemon pie, a lemon sorbet. There's so many things that when they got those lemons, if they didn't execute and convert, and that's what we're talking about, execute and convert, guess what? They would just have the lemons. And many of you are sitting there with sour lemons in your life, and you're miserable, but you have to execute. You have to do something. And that is the greatest lesson, one of the greatest lessons that Coach Adams has learned to date on her journey, that I have to execute. And if I'm not seeing the results that I desire, you know, every year people start the new year. Woohoo! It's a new year. Happy New Year. And all of these New Year's resolutions and what have you start out strong with fire and fizzle out midway through the year and fall completely off of whatever the wagons may be. You know, oh, I'm going to work out. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start the business. I'm going to change my job. I'm going to move. I'm going to whatever it is. And we go through season after season, and we start the year with all of this fire. We fizzle out. And we begin the next year with the same declaration because we didn't accomplish what we said we were going to accomplish the previous year. Why? Because we did not execute. And so if you're getting the same results and your complaints are the same, you're on this little wheel, this hamster on the wheel, to get different results, you have to get off of that wheel. There has to be the leaving of your comfort zone. You have to elevate your thinking. You have to begin to value those seasons of change, and you have to execute. Our next L is look at your plan and redesign it. Assuming you have a plan, because many of us fail because we don't have a plan. We don't have a blueprint for our lives. And one of the things that we look at and we discuss and we really work through at our Shape Up Win Shop, which is scheduled for January the 27th, tickets are available. If you have not gotten your ticket, your seat is waiting, and there is limited seating, and it's not too late. Visit www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. But there are lots of strategies that you have to have in place. Remember I said, yes, there is a plan for your life, big picture. There is a plan. But here on the ground, there are things that you have to do. One, you have to outline a plan. So assuming you have a plan for your life, whatever season you're in, that you have a plan. There is a blueprint, but you have to, with that blueprint, there are details that have to be worked out around that blueprint. So someone has to be the visionary to see it, to speak it to the one that does the blueprint. And then there has to be the other team that comes in and they begin to execute. How will we bring what's on paper to life, the artist renderings and all of that? For example, if you're developing a new home, so know that you have to have that plan. Now, assuming we have that plan, we have to look at and evaluate and redesign our plan as much as we need to if we are not getting the results that we desire. I do this constantly in my own life. I'm stepping back constantly. I had someone ask me recently, because of course as the year is coming to a close, people are looking at quote unquote, their New Year's resolutions. And so this person said, Coach Adams, what are your New Year's resolutions? And I said, you know what? I don't quote unquote have New Year's resolutions. I said, regularly I am evaluating where my life is and I am adjusting as I need to. So for me, it's not a big resolution to start the new year. I've been evaluating my plan for my life on my journey and outlining plans for my life personally and professionally. So I'm just continuing in that flow. It's not just this big woohoo declaration to start the year, but it is a continuum for me because I believe that life is a journey. And so it's this constant progression. But many of us, we get bought into resolutions, this one big event, just like many get caught up on, whoo, the wedding, big event, but they don't move beyond the event to practically lifestyle daily. What does that look like? The wedding to the marriage. Now I got to manage the marriage. And so if you have a vision, it is how do I manage the strategic plan, the execution steps daily for this to convert, for this to become a reality. And so level up, progress to the next level as we shape up to win here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I'm going to take a pause and I want to welcome you in. I do have two other areas of our acronym that I'm going to share with you in a summary, but I want you to know that I truly want to hear from you, our value global listening audience. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. I promise you, we're still going to give you the other two pieces of our acronym, so know that we won't miss that because you're chiming in, but I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from this? Is this valueful? Is it value added for you? Do you find the value in it? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Hey, maybe you have some other thoughts about around what you have found has worked well for you in your leveling up. Share that insight with us. I welcome you to join the dialogue, the discussion. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in, so you can't just sit and press 1 on your telephone keypad. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our lines are open and we want to hear from you. So as we're looking at what is required for me to level up, which is a part of our shaping up to win, what is required, understanding that this leveling up is a process, it's a progression, moving us to the next level, this increase, this greater. And so in order for me to level up, L, I must leave my comfort zone. E, I must elevate my thinking. V, I must value change. What's required? E, I must execute. I must get up off of my cute, rusty, dusty, and do something to create change in my life. L, I must look at my plan and redesign it as I need to. Why am I redesigning it? I'm breaking the insanity. Because if what I'm doing is not working, then I need to step back and say, where do I need to adjust? The you, understand, what will it take? Many of us, we don't recognize what will it take for me to level up? What will it take for me to move to the next level? Because when I understand what it will take, it elevates my thinking. It gets me out of that mindset of a microwavable society. Life is not microwavable. I know we're in a microwavable society, and it seems like it is, but if you research and talk to, and this is a part of your journey work, research what it has taken for those individuals that you respect to become successful, to gain their level of success. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't quick in the microwave, poof, 30 seconds, they're now successful. It was a process. And understanding for whatever your field, whatever you desire to do, whatever gap you have, understanding what it will take. You have to be real with yourself and determine, am I willing to sacrifice and pay the price for whatever this level of success is, for whatever this looks like, for me to progress to the next level? Understand what will it take. Any great success story, there is a lot of discipline behind the scenes. There's a lot of sacrificing behind the scenes. Are you willing to discipline yourself? Are you willing to sacrifice yourself? Being transparent with you, Coach Adams is a foodie, and you've heard me mention this on a number of occasions. So there are seasons where sometimes I'm in that zone of I'm willing to pay the price. I understand what it'll take. And there are other times where I'm like, I'm a foodie. I love it. Adventurous foodie. I love to just eat and enjoy. And it's a part of, you know, my fulfillment and process. And when I'm not in discipline, because everything, absolutely everything requires discipline. When I'm not as focused and disciplined, you see a little bit more of me. I'm a little bit more delicious because there's more of me. That's the reality. I'm using that as an illustration. So wherever you are listening in, you can make the connection to get it, that it is so very important to understand what will it take. Why? Because when I understand what it will take, now I'm going into this not with mis-expectations. For example, if someone is carrying 50 extra pounds, the reality is that if you're losing weight from a healthy point of view and you're doing it based on the recommendation, you're not going to lose 50 pounds in 3 weeks and keep it off. Come on now, you're not. It's been stated that the healthy way to lose on average is 2 to 4 pounds a week. So let's say it's 2 pounds. Let's just do the 2 pound average, and you're trying to lose 50 pounds. That equals to what? 2 times 4 is what? Just keeping it simple, 8, right? 8 pounds a month. So if you're expecting to lose 50 pounds in 1 month or 3 weeks, is that realistic? Now you're getting frustrated and you're upset, and now you're not being consistent. You are going back to the food, whatever it is. It can be anything. I'm using this as an illustration with the hope that those of you, our Global Listening audience listening in, you will make the connection. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it is writing the book, whatever it is. You're not going to write a whole book in 1 day. Average book size to be considered, you got to do your research if you don't know this, is 250 pages. That's the minimum to be considered a viable book in the marketplace, 250 pages. So, are you going to write that in 1 day? I don't know anyone that has written a book in its entirety in 1 day, 250 pages being the minimum. Are there smaller, you know, little booklets? That's why they're called booklets. In the marketplace? Absolutely. But a viable book, do your research. Don't just take it from Coach Adams. I've done research on it. is 250 pages minimum. So with that, you have to understand, okay, I am writing a book. I'm writing 250 pages. I use the illustration with losing weight with the hope that you would get it, that, you know, if the average is 2 to 4 pounds a week, and if we just go with the 2 pound minimum, that's 8 pounds a month. Add that up. How long will it take you to lose that 50 pounds? This is what we're talking about, understanding what it will take. If you're writing a book and the minimum is 250 pages and you're saying, okay, I'm going to have at least the minimum, how many pages, you're breaking it down so you can understand what it will take, how many pages am I committed to writing each day, each week, each month, so that you can now determine, okay, what is it going to take? Because what it's going to take means you have to see the sacrifice begin with the end in mind. It's going to cost you something, but that's the challenge. Many of us, we want the result, but we're not willing to pay the price. Again, I want to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. At any time, our lines are open. You're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and we so want to hear from you. We love this time in our programming because it lends to a greater richness, and it's wonderful to hear what you are taking away or your insights around today's topic, which is level up. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, just a reminder, you do need to dial in. Electronic device, of course, being your iPad, your tablet, your laptop or your desktop, your smartphone, through the internet, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-934, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and we would so love to hear from you. Meanwhile, we're going to continue with our Level Up acronym as we're discussing and looking at what's required to level up, understanding that leveling up is this progression to the next level, whatever that next level looks like for you. Our acronym, Level Up, L, leave your comfort zone. E, elevate your thinking. V, value change. E, execute. L, look at your plan and redesign it. U, understand what will it take to get the results that you desire. And P, persist and persevere. And many of us don't want to persist, nor do we persevere. We quit at a moment, at an instant, using the illustration of losing 50 pounds. If you don't lose it in 3 weeks, you quit, and that's not realistic. Or writing the book of 200 pages in one evening, which is not realistic for most. I don't know if anyone has accomplished that, not that I am aware of. It's a process. And so we give up. We don't persist. We don't persevere because we're in a microwavable society, and we want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I want you to know that this persistence is key. If you're trying to lose weight, you can't go into the gym once and expect that one time on the treadmill, that one time on the elliptical machine, that one day of, because I got a Fitbit after Thanksgiving, so my family, we're all on this Fitbit, 10,000 steps a day. Can't do 10,000 steps in one day and expect to drop 50 pounds because of that one day of 10,000 steps. You have to be persistent and you have to persevere through the adversity, and with this persistence comes consistency. consistency, that we have to be consistent in whatever we desire to get the results, because society has gotten us caught up in this microwavable society that really doesn't exist other than in your kitchen in the microwave for those few seconds. Nothing, and everything breaks down in the microwave. Did you know that? If you speak to a health nutritionist, they would tell you, herbalist or whoever, would tell you that microwaving food is not good. But we've bought into that, and we want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry, that cooking things conventionally, meaning allowing it to have its process so that it doesn't break down. And many of us struggle with weight and what have you because of how the microwave breaks down the food, and when it enters your body, it doesn't quite know how and where to go because its makeup has been broken down. Its makeup has been broken down. And so I want you to know that, you know, nothing happens easy. Nothing happens quick, fast, and in a hurry. But, oh, my gosh, how quickly an hour of power flies by. As we prepare to close out today's discussion, we want you to know that maybe you didn't ask a question, but you do have a comment around today's show, today's broadcast, that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is where we can continue the discussion, continue the dialogue, and we invite you to, if you're not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, which is an open group, simply ask to join and we will accept that invitation. And you can make a comment around today's topic or show or any other show. And if you have a subject that you would like to see discussed, that's the perfect place to make that note. And or if you have a recommendation for a show, that's the perfect place to make that recommendation. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're going to continue throughout the month of January in our Shape Up series as we are preparing for our 4 hours of power with Coach Adams Winshop. Again, if you don't already have your seat reserved, limited seating and registration is still available. Visit www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, or you can send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give a direct call to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I want you to be reminded and or I want to inform you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success, your journey to win. Twice a year in January and July, we host our live empowerment workshop as, again, we are fast approaching our next 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, which will be hosted on January the 27th. It's time to shape up and win. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Again, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, we ask that you visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, so we can add you to our database. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I have to tell you that I absolutely love Mondays, and I love Mondays because we have an opportunity to engage and come together, and I can bring empowerment, which is what I love to do. So thank you for being there. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.